Commissioner Tate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank all of you all so much for being here tonight, and especially to the Rainbow Push Coalition for your hospitality in hosting all of us here. Certainly one of my top priorities, and as you've heard, required by law, is to implement policies that are in the public interest. And that's why these hearings that we are holding all across America are so crucially important. Today and tonight, we'll hear how real people in real places, you, receive and utilize vital news and entertainment, and even emergency information during times of crisis. During our first four public hearings, we learned a great deal about issues facing local citizens and other cities, broadcasters, local citizens, artists, songwriters, producers. Today, we want to hear from you, the citizens of Chicago and surrounding area, especially since Chicago is the third largest media market in America. Chicago has always held a special place in my heart because where I grew up in Tennessee, WLS was the only radio station that I could get at night. Music and media have always been a part of my life growing up in Nashville, Music City, USA, and I believe that it's even more true of young people today. It's important to take into consideration the views and the habits of our younger generation, or as I refer to them, my children's age, the I generation, those that grew up with the internet. It's the I generation that will truly be impacted by the decisions that we make today. This morning, I spoke to a group of law students at Northwestern Law School, and we'll hear from one of those students in just a few minutes. While I was there, I wanted to hear how do students get their news and information today. And while some of the students here and around the country when I speak continue to rely on local radio and television, the most significant response might have been one that I didn't even ask for, blogs. From student responses, it was clear that blogs represent a growing sector of America's news and information sources. Today, the internet enables individuals of any age to be writer, reporter, editor, and publisher of news. Whether in small towns or major media markets, people, especially the I generation, continue to have access to more and more news and information outlets than ever before, not just here in Chicago, not just in the United States, but from all around the world. I want to thank each of our esteemed panelists for being here on both of our panels, broadcasters, economists, citizens, professors, and many engaged citizens. As one of the new commissioners, I look forward to hearing from all of you who have taken time to be here tonight. Obviously, as the only woman on the FCC, I share many of your concerns about ownership, women, and persons of color. So I'm looking forward to especially hearing creative ideas such as WVON's lease and sharing agreement that could provide yet another avenue and opportunity for women and minorities. Thank you, and I look forward to hearing from all of you.
Thank you, Commissioner Tate. Commissioner McDowell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hello. There we go. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've gone from saying good afternoon to good evening, so what I'd like to do is actually hear from you, the people of Chicago, on this issue, and I'd like to just submit my statement for the record, and I won't be reading it, but I do have a personal interest in the Chicago media market. My mother, my late mother, Martha Shea McDowell, was a pioneer. She was one of the early female journalists here in Chicago, working for the late, great Chicago Daily News. And this is in the early 1950s. So I feel a kinship to the people of Chicago, although I'm a native of Virginia. And without further ado, I'm going to just listen. So thank you all very much for coming tonight and having us. Thank you.
At this point, I'm going to turn it over to our moderator, Louis Sudalis, who's the chief of the Consumer Affairs and Outreach Division at CGB. And I should also just highlight, because as we go through with it, we'll have the first set of panelists, and then we'll be opening up to public comment. Some of the commissioners on occasion may run off to the restroom, but they'll be right back, so if anybody disappears, they'll be coming back. So don't panic. And Louis, if you